there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here to tell you a real Bible story. And if you'll get a pencil and paper ready, I'll have an interesting Bible quiz for you after the choir sings. Speaking of singing, let's let the choir get our Bible Club meeting started right now. Thanks, choir. It does my heart good to hear these boys and girls sing, and I'm sure our listeners are blessed by the biblical messages in song. Paul told the Ephesians about speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That doesn't give room for shallow worldly music. We ought to glorify the Lord in all of our singing. Now, Bible Clubbers, I promised you a quiz question. Are you ready? Where is treasure said to be truly moth-proof? People often talk about banks and investments and stocks and bonds and building up big accounts. They're always worried about whether their money is safe. The Bible tells you where treasure is truly safe in Matthew 6:19-20. Can you spend a minute in your Bible and find the answer? Good. Then write the answer and send it to me. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. I'll be looking for your letter, and I'll have a little prize ready if your answer is correct. Again, here's the question. Where is treasure said to be truly moth-proof? Look in Matthew 6:19-20, and let me hear from you this week. And now, join in with the choir before story time. hundreds of years passed, and the earth filled with people. I wish I could tell you that they all loved God and were thankful for His goodness, but that's just not the way it was. They were like some boys and girls who rebel and pooch their lip out or pull their shoulder back when they don't want to do what they're told. I surely hope you're not like that, but the people back then turned completely against God who made and loved them. And to make matters worse, the ungodly young men got their eyes on the pretty girls of the righteous families. They met them and got acquainted, and instead of the godly girls thanking them politely and getting away from those boys and refusing to go with them, they continued to be friendly. Oh, they had a good time together and began to like each other, and before long, you guessed it, the ungodly boys wanted to marry the girls from the righteous families because they were nice and pretty. Well, the ungodly men were big and strong and handsome, and the godly people allowed the marriages, which, of course, was against God's will. God was so displeased over their disobedience that He shortened their lifespan. I mean, He cut it down. Now, instead of living 800 or 900 years as before, they'd only live 120 years. You'd have thought that'd been scary enough, warning enough for anyone. But the righteous continued to marry the ungodly. At first, it seemed really great, because the children that were born were big, strong kids. In fact, they grew into mighty, famous giants. But just because something looks good and big, boys and girls, doesn't mean it's right. The people weren't right in their hearts, and they didn't do right. They grew more evil, more immoral, more sinful continually. Their every thought was evil, until at last God was so grieved with their sin that He was sorry that He even made man at all. He was patient and long-suffering a long time, but the people didn't repent or change their evil ways, so God determined to destroy every person, every animal, and every bird He had made. Oh, don't you see how sin affects others? Sin affects more than just the one who does the wrong. All the animals, birds, worms, lizards, everything had to be judged because of the people's rebellion against God. God said, "I'll destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them." Oh, how sad God's heart must have been. But among all those people, there was one man who loved the Lord and obeyed Him. That man's name was Noah. He walked with God and taught his sons to obey God. And when Noah's sons married, they stayed away from the godless girls and chose girls from the righteous line. They proved their love to God by obedience. Noah had reared his family to fear God and obey Him. So Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and God did something very special for him. As Noah walked with God one day, God gave him a special message, so special that he told no one but Noah. "Noah," he said, "I've looked the earth over. Man is absolutely corrupt and sinful in every way, and the whole earth is filled with violence. I am going to destroy the earth and everything in it. But because you have obeyed me, I am going to spare you and your family." Noah's mind must have raced, wondering what God was going to do. God said He was going to send a flood. A flood? What was a flood? God said He was going to send rain. Rain? What was rain? Noah had never seen rain. God said He would send water to fall from the sky so long and hard that it would cover the whole earth. What a fearful, mind-boggling thought! And God commanded Noah to build an ark, a gigantic boat that would float on the water so he could be saved through the flood. It all may have sounded impossible, but Noah didn't question God. He kept his mouth shut and listened as God gave him the construction plans for the ark, from the overall measurements to the total design. Let's look at the blueprints with him. 300 cubits long. Let's see. A cubit's about a foot and a half. 300 cubits! 450 feet! The length of a football field and another half. Why, that's as long as some cruise ships. And 45 feet wide and 3 stories high? To build a boat that large would be an impossible job for anyone back then, let alone for only 4 men. But God gave the orders, and Noah and his sons went to work. I mean, they went to work. Noah believed and obeyed God. I wonder if you obey him. Often boys and girls sing sweetly, "Oh, how I love Jesus." But there's no use saying we love the Lord Jesus unless we're obeying him. It's only empty words. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." Of course, we can't obey the Lord if we have not bowed before him in repentance and trusted him as Savior. Only then can we learn to obey his word and please him. I hope you've taken those steps. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And now, God bless you until you join us again at this same time next week.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Club with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. This program is heard each week on this station at this same time. We hope you'll join us next week, and be sure to tell your friends to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, Christian day schools, home schools, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station you're listening to when you write. The address is Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. That's Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Or contact us by email, Children's Bible Club @juno.com.